KOCR.
KOCR, KO4LAO. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing today?
Oh, not bad. I took a little ride up to the downtown airport today and met an FAA guy to pick up some pamphlets to try to get the word out on drone stuff. And I think I'm headed to grab a little bit of lunch here in a second.
Sounds interesting. You should have took a ride in that biplane while you was down there. It'd be a little chilly today, though. Well, I'm heading back from a doctor's appointment and get my AIDS pills and bills. But I got a shot of cortisone in my right shoulder today and should be good to go.
What, about a day or so to start working on you?
It's been about 3 years since I had a shot in that shoulder. I got to go back later and get another shot in the left hip, maybe. We shall see. I did some physical therapy the other day, and she stuck this stick between my knees and that to make one leg was shorter than the other. You know how that goes. And it's hurt ever since. I'm not doing that anymore. Well, we had a water line laid yesterday, so I think we're going to be reseeding that area of the front lawn today. And that's going to be the plan of the day, as we say. And I talked to a new gentleman, a W1 call, and it ended in X on the way down. And he's moving down from Virginia down around Hartwell, I think he said. And that was really enjoyable to ride down there with him. And, guys, I don't know what else Bernice has got planned for us today. Are you doing a lot of drone flying?
I went out last Wednesday and did some stuff with kids at the schools to kind of teach them about that. And today, though, have you ever heard of the CWA test contest?
Not.
They run practice contests on Wednesdays. The CW Academy does. And so they'll make a call. Their call sign, CWA, and then it's their call sign. I'm sorry, CQ, and then their call sign, and then CWT, and then guys will try to respond with their call sign, and then they'll come back with their name and their CWA number. And if you're not a member, you just you give them your state and home location. But they run it from 28 to 55 megahertz above the bands, and they do it on Wednesdays at 1300. I think they do it again at 1700, and then late tonight at 0300 Zulu Thursday. But it's really Wednesday night for us.
Okay, I've heard it. You know, when you said CWA, I had concealed weapons in my head, and I thought, well, maybe you didn't want to say something about it. But no, I understand what you're talking. They have a school that guys go through to. I think you went through it, didn't you, to learn your CWA? This is Andrew LTR.
I'm in it now. I'm in a beginner's class, really. But they want people to participate because it gets people on the air pretty quickly, and it's a standard format. You don't have to do a whole lot of thinking on your feet. You know what you got to say. You know what you got to look for. But it gives them gives folks practice in the contesting, and they log it for points. You know. But it's a pretty neat contest, and if you just go to CWA Academy or CW Academy and go to their test area, CW Test, it's got all the details on their Wednesday things. But a lot of guys participate, and it's kind of a fun thing to do.
Roger. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear it's still going on. It's a wonderful tradition. been around since, what, the 1850s or so. It's a good form of communication. The other night I texted Bob and told him he'd been trying to get the Philippines for a long time, and there was a DU-3 Lima Alpha on, and I had just worked him, and so I texted Bob, and I'd worked him before, and I'd worked the Philippines before, but I think it was the same gentleman. He's from the United States. And by golly, I think Bob got him. He was on 15 meters, about the gray line time. And I've had a lot of nice contacts here lately. There's been some real good Russian de-expeditions in Africa lately. You know, I worked South Tumi and Principe and Lesotho or Lesotho. Swaziland is now the kingdom of Iwatani. They've been on a lot. They're very good operators. And just really some really nice, you know, contest-like exchanges. They weren't contests. They were de-expeditions, I should say. But you don't even see them on sideband. They do run that digital mode that I don't use. But I love my CW, and it works like a champ, Jim.
I was Saturday morning. I was on an, November Juliet 2 Bravo Bravo was on, and that is the USS New Jersey's Battleship Museum. And they have an amateur station there, and I couldn't pass that one up.
You know, I think it was the New Jersey or the Missouri. I think it was the New Jersey. It's been over 50 years ago, so I don't remember. But I spotted it on radar in the Tonkin Gulf, and I thought, well, that's got to be a carrier. Wow. And so we ran in on it and overflew it, and that's quite a thing to see on a radar scope.
That was a story about being in a formation, and their job was to provide cover for the USS Missouri when they were shelling off the coastal areas of Vietnam. And he talks about planning a mission where they they went in real close to the shore, the big Mo did, and then they followed up right behind it. In fact, he said they flew over the ship right after they did the shelling with the big guns, and to try to get the gun emplacements to come up and fire so they could go and go after them.
Yeah, Bernice and I have got a picture on the deck of the Missouri, still wooden deck, and I think they're teak. I'm not positive anymore, but I think that's what they said in Hawaii. They're in Pearl Harbor. And I got cards from it when it was moved from Bremerton, Washington, over to be a memorial in Hawaii. And I kind of cherish those. They ran CW a lot. And I got to sit at the quay aboard the Missouri. And it was just on a code oscillator at the time. It really wasn't transmitting, but it was still quite an honor. All that Collins gear and stuff, I think, is what they had. And so that was the New Jersey we flew in on down there in the Tonkin Gulf, because I'm just positive on that now. But I don't know if I've seen the Missouri or not. Of course, when you're back in that tube on a P-3, you don't see a whole lot unless they tell you to, you know, go to the observation window or come to the cockpit. You guys always had the best views.
That's a fact. It was always neat to see what the good Lord had put out there for us to see. And man, I'll tell you what, there's some quite some sights there. Early morning takeoffs and flying over the North Pole and places like that. It's just unbelievable views.
You can imagine being up there all the time in the front. My nephew flies the 787, and he goes to different countries all over the world all the time. He flies international for American Airlines, and they'll take out of Dallas and fly all the way down in the South Pacific to South Korea and Hong Kong, and I've gotten pictures from him from China and different places, and Japan, Noreida, I think it is, and I even got the approach to South Korea on radar on my phone. And I haven't heard from him lately. I better check up on him, what with this COVID stuff going around. Well, Jim, I'm in the driveway here, and Bernice opened the door there. It's a pleasure talking to you this morning, and I hope you have a good day. And I might look out for that CWA contest there. Generally speaking, I don't usually get on the radio to either early evening or late evening, but I haven't been as religious about it as I will when it gets colder. Let's say KO4LAO and 0TR. I'll be clear with you, Jim.
Yeah, you'll have to text me some evening when you're on, and I'll try to do some QSOs with you there. I need all the practice I can get. N0TRKO4LEO will be clear. 73 is Tom.
Jim, how fast are you up to, by the way?
I'm slow, but, you know, I mean, just like everybody, I can send it a lot faster than I can copy it. And so that's the thing I'm working on now, is instant character recognition. So I'm probably down in the maybe 10 or below words a minute, maybe less. Just depends on what I'm doing. If I recognize the words, you know, if it's a standard format, I can pick that up pretty good. But just to carry on QSO, it's tough for me to do that. I've got to go back and pick it apart, KO4LEO.
I think that's pretty traditional for all of us. I haven't done very many long QSOs here in the last couple of months, and it's hard to work your mind, around that, and carry on a normal conversation other than the typical exchange, the name here is, and the QTH is, and the weather is. Well, that's easy after a while. But if you start to have a conversation with somebody, that's a whole different world. Most of those I noticed are in the upper portion of the CW band, like 20 meters. If I was going to look for a QSO, generally speaking, it'd be 14.025 and up to 35 in that area. Same way with 40 meters, it'd be 70.25 up to about 70.35, even a little bit below 70.25. But you don't hear too many slow ones down where we used to call the extra class band. I love 705. I leave my radio set on that most of the time. And I made a lot of good contacts in that region in the first 15 KCs down there. And so you're doing great, Jim. Proud to hear you're learning that. Chad wants to learn it. And KI4DOS, he offered him some tapes the other day. I've lost most of mine. And then, of course, the CW Academy was recommended to him. And he's QSY right now, but when he gets back around here on the radio, he wanted me to try to teach him CW. I don't know if I can do that or not, but he just passed his extra, by the way. I'm proud of him for that. And I think you probably know Chad. And he's seriously wanting to learn it. Not too much on the digital modes, but he really wants to learn CW, especially after I showed him some things down here, and he heard some conversations and saw them, so I think he's got the favor now. All right, Jim, I'll let you go this time. KO4LAO N0TR 73, Jim.
Yeah, Chad and I have been working on some things together here recently, so we're pretty familiar with each other, and I think I convinced him to join CW Academy maybe in the when it comes around early next year. But I think you know, there's a whole world there that's rich with just history and tradition, and you miss something if you don't jump into that. But it's not easy. I'll grant you that. It's one of the tougher things I've done. But I think if you keep at it and work on instant character recognition, eventually it comes. So, you know, but helping to have these small QSOs back and forth and the thing like the CWA tests that they're doing today, just go to CW Academy, look on their website, and it'll tell you the information on the CW test. It's a practice contest. It's easy for people to do, and it gets them on the air. So, all right, well, Tom, I know you got to run. Send me threes, and we'll talk soon. KO4LAO, clear.
I'll give you the tip of the day, Jim. If you keep your bit rate up around 18 words a minute, your baud rate, bit rate, whatever you want to call it, if I talk to somebody and he wants me slow, I'll still keep the bit rate up, but increase the spacing. And that's the best way to do it. And then you'll fall into the code words a lot easier. So with that, I'll let you go. Because if I go down and try to copy really, really slow, it's very, very difficult. But if the bit rate's there, it's not a problem at all. 73, Jim. And 0TR clear.
Yeah, I've got mine set at the Keir because, you know, you suggested go out and get a bencher. Or I didn't get a bencher, but I got one that was like it. And then I got a new key here recently that I really like. Mine is at 19 words a minute. And if I start turning that down, I wind up missing the dots. You know, I like on an H or something, I'll drop something because I don't leave my finger there long enough because I'm used to that faster speed. So it's tough for me to go down to a slower key speed, but I can keep the same key speed like you're saying, just increase the spacing between the letters. We'll talk more later. Tom, take care. KO4LAO clear.